Welcome to the Song Builders Toolbox, a modular audio learning program by Lisa McCormick. The Song Builders Toolbox is a getting started with guitar production.
Welcome to the Song Builders Toolbox, the audio learning course that will get you set up with everything you need to begin writing your own songs or to make the songs you're already writing even better. Hi, I'm Lisa McCormick, and I'm a professional singer-songwriter, guitarist, and instructor. I'm really excited to share these secrets of songwriting with you because these are the powerful and exciting techniques that I have used for many years, earning me a grand prize in the USA Songwriting Competition and a preliminary Grammy nomination for Song of the Year. I've recorded 4 CDs of original songs with more on the way. But enough about me. Let's talk about you and your desire to write your own songs. Maybe you love the idea of having a song to play that is brand new and totally original, something that the world has never heard before, something that you are not just copying and imitating that was created by someone else. Maybe you love the idea of having a creative outlet, a way of expressing yourself by inventing something musical, something that has shape and form and will exist as its own thing on into the future, something you can share with friends and play with other musicians, something you can record, listen to, pass around, pass on, or something that's just for you, your own personal creative expression and journey. Maybe you love the idea of having a way to give form to your ideas, your inspirations, your frustrations. Maybe you love the idea of really developing and preserving the cool riffs and chord progressions that you sometimes come up with when you're just noodling around on your guitar. If any of these things sound like you, then you've come to the right place. As we move through the sessions in the Song Builders Toolbox, you'll be building not just a solid understanding of how to write a song, but most importantly, you'll be building your very own personalized toolbox of powerful building blocks from which you can instantly begin writing your own songs. So are you ready? Let's roll up our sleeves and get right into it. First, a little overview of what we're going to be doing in this course. This course is made up of several sessions. You should listen to each session at least once, if not several times, to make sure you're really absorbing the ideas and the information. At the end of each session, I will give you a homework assignment. Some of these assignments are listening assignments, and some of them are very hands-on that you might want to do at the end of the day when you get home. Either way, I strongly encourage you to do the homework. You might decide to do one session a day for several days, so you really have the time to immerse yourself in the creative and exploratory activities you'll be invited to do in these assignments. This is how you will really learn and absorb the key concepts, and, most importantly, by completing the homework, you will be assembling your own complete toolkit that will give you everything you need to write 1, 5, or even 25 songs. You'll have all the tools, and you'll be up and running. Now, because my instrument is guitar, I will be using my guitar to demonstrate many of the concepts I teach you. Keep in mind, though, that these concepts can easily be applied to any instrument, such as piano or keyboard, mandolin, ukulele, banjo, you name it. You can even benefit from this course if you don't play any instrument at all. And this is important for you to know. It is absolutely not necessary that you be a super accomplished musician. These songwriting secrets and tools can be used really effectively at every skill level, even if you only know 3 chords, even if you're not a great singer, even if you think you can't write. After we've worked through the key sessions in this course, I will share something very special with you. This is something I've never done before, never shared with my students before, but having put this course together for you, it's something I've decided I really want to share with you. Here's what we're going to do. After you've gone through all the sessions and built up your own songwriter's toolbox, I'm going to take you note for note and word for word through my award-winning song called Right Now. Now, I'm not doing this to blow my own horn, but to let you in on the process in real time. Think of it as a one-on-one behind-the-scenes workshop in how this songwriter uses all the tools that you'll be learning about and gathering in your songwriter's toolbox to create her own songs. But first, we've got a bunch of exciting things to cover and a bunch of exciting things to learn. So let's get right into it. One of the most common questions that people have about writing songs is, where do you start? What comes first, the music or the lyrics? So the first secret I'm going to share with you is this. Rather than just 2 possible entry points, music or lyrics, there are actually 5 possible starting points for how to begin writing a song, and we're going to go through each one in detail. So why isn't there a step-by-step tried-and-true process for writing a song? Because every single song that's ever been written unfolded differently. Some started with a word or a phrase that popped into the writer's head. Some started with a guitar riff, some with a chord, some with an idea. There's no absolute formula, but this is good news. This means that whatever your strengths are, whatever your sources of inspiration, whether it's some words, a hot guitar riff you made up, a couple of chords you found that flow really nicely into each other, any of those can serve as your starting point for writing a song. And once your song is written, it will include all of these elements, no matter which one came first and got you started writing this song. For each of these 5 possible starting points, I'm going to give you specific homework that will get you right into the process of creating and collecting seeds, so to speak, that you can then use to create your own songs. And here's a super important point I want you to keep in mind as you are working through this course. This is supposed to be fun. These homework tasks are to be taken on with a sense of play, a sense of freeform exploration. And in order to make it possible for you to do that without getting bogged down by other people's reactions and feedback, they are meant to be kept private. That's right, do these homework assignments and don't show them to anybody. This is not the time to be getting feedback, negative or positive. This is not the time to be wondering how other people might react to your musings and experimentations. This is the time to freely explore without judgment. This is for your eyes and ears only. Promise? Many of these exercises are going to ask you to generate ideas and then to keep those ideas so that we can use them later on in building songs. So your very first homework assignment is this. Get yourself a notebook, preferably a small one that's easy to carry around with you in your bag or your briefcase, and dedicate this notebook strictly to songwriting. I don't want to see any grocery lists in here unless you're writing a song about grocery shopping. This notebook is going to be for compiling and collecting ideas and inspirations as they come to you. And for that reason, I encourage you to get in the habit of having this notebook with you all the time, because you never know when and where those ideas and inspirations will come from. The second part of the homework has to do with setting up a similar system for collecting your musical ideas. I want you to figure out a way that you can easily record any kinds of musical ideas that come to you almost at any time. For many people, this could simply mean learning to use the recording program in your smartphone or your mobile device. Most home computers are capable of doing a simple recording, and if those options aren't a good fit for you, you can always pick up a mini recorder at an electronics store for a very reasonable price. Nothing fancy is necessary here. This is just a space for collecting ideas that are made of sound rather than made of words that you can write down in your notebook. And remember, nobody is going to see or hear this stuff but you. So with that, we're going to bring this session to an end. Get yourself ready to record both your written ideas and your musical ideas, because we're going to be using those to build songs.